Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Priscilla Presley was said to be all shook up when she was confronted at a book signing by a woman claiming to be her ex-husband Elvis Lovechild, RadarOnline.com has learned. A sensational report revealed shocking details of the encounter and the woman's alleged connection to the music icon. According to the National Enquirer, psychic to the stars John Cohan, who claims he was once pestered by the self-proclaimed love child, Deborah Presley Brando, revealed, Priscilla was in shock when Deborah showed up, right in front of her at a recent book signing. Before his death in 1977, Elvis was Cohan's friend and client, and Deborah apparently once asked her PR man, Ed Losey, to track the psychic down. She knew of some of my experiences with Elvis, Cohan said. We talked. She vented on assorted situations. I never gave her a reading. After a while I just didn't answer whenever she reached out. Cohan said Deborah, who was divorced from Marlon Brando's late son Christian, told him she once talked to Elvis' only recognized child, Lisa Marie Presley, on the phone. Lisa told me, you mean nothing to me, in my life, Cohan recalled Deborah saying of the phone conversation. Deborah insists her mom, Barbara Jean Lewis, was just 14 years old when she met the rising star in the mid-1950s and gave birth to Deborah at age 16. As a result of my father's never-ending fame, a myth of delusion has been created, the myth being that Lisa was his only child/daughter, an overused phrase intended to influence the masses, Deborah wrote in a public statement after Lisa Marie's death in January 2023. Granted, Lisa Marie was the only child of Elvis who was publicly acknowledged. He had other children. As far as I know, I am the eldest. Deborah, 68, claimed her mother only revealed the truth about her alleged paternity after Elvis died, and she sounded bitter, blaming Elvis' late manager Colonel Tom Parker, for putting fame and money before flesh and blood by denying the hound dog singer had any kids out of wedlock. In her statement, she fumed, "It is hurtful, and wrong, for his children to be disregarded and dismissed, as if we never existed, all in the name of the Hollywood myth." RadarOnline.com has reached out to Priscilla's reps for comment.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.